My mic was mute. I tried to unmute myself. Yeah, so yeah, should be good now. How you been?
Oh, good. Just slogging through the news, man. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it's been a wild. It's been wild last week. A lot of things happened to our whole cosmos. Damn, I feel like we might not be able to get to everything between the 9-30 minutes. A lot has happened.
Yeah, we're gonna have to just jump into it and get going. I think you wanna kick us off, or you wanna wait a few minutes, see if people roll in?
I feel like I can just start it off. If people miss, they can just go ahead and listen to the beginning, you would say. Yeah, and thank you everybody for coming in to IBC News, your weekly update about everything IBC and Cosmos like. Yeah, to start off, we have Truno. You have some cool update going over there. The operation department, they finally got the candidate elected. So now we have two people, Crypto Tank, Max Wolf, and Shredder Baker. So it's pretty cool, looking good. And also we have a new app on Juno that just deployed on testnet, BitFi, their gamify platform, you could say, on Juno. That one looking good too as well. And also Abstract is working with Dada to get to expand Polyton across all Cosmos chain. So soon you'll be able to do more stuff in DAO with other chain. Yeah, and also one of the most important things, you had the Yilmaz ad post on Juno. So now you can automate all your Juno-like daily stuff you've been doing over there. So make sure to take a look into that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the BetFi testnet, and I believe they are incentivizing it by giving away Juno for participation. So if you want to get involved, there's an opportunity to earn some Juno. Make sure you follow along after the space to get links to that to find out more info. Moving on to Cosmos, we've got the Cosmos Hub itself. Thought that was an interesting poll. I think Rahmer had put it out. What's the name of the Atom chain? And Cosmos Hub is definitely winning the poll, which I think makes the most sense. I like Cosmos Hub. That's what I voted for, but you know, everyone can have their opinion. But the Cosmos Hub is got, they just approved Prop 858 for allocating the Atom, 900K Atom across, or the voting is open for the prop to spread out 900K Atom across the ST Atom pool, so on Osmosis Zone. So that that discussion is happening. Definitely something to dig into and express your opinion. Speaking of opinions, there was some disagreement over the recently passed Cosmos proposal for having the inflation rate capping it at 10%. So Jay Kwan, our fearless founder, has decided to push forward with his proposal to fork Atom, which he threatened to do if the proposal went through. So following through with that threat, and we'll see what happens when the community engages with that possibility. Definitely something to keep an eye out for. See what happens. So what's going on with Astrovault?
Yeah, Astrovault on the project in in Archway, and they're also planning to launch in different chain also, to be cross chain. They're working in a new feature for the launchpad. I think it's a gamified launchpad, I would say. So they're still working on that. So I think that should be live anytime now. And yeah, why don't you talk about Neutron? I saw a lot of things going on over there.
Yeah, this is probably one of the biggest news items. I mean, I know it's been on a lot of people's mind, and there's endless amounts of threads out there right now for what's going on with between Neutron and Osmosis and Mars Protocol and Yumi. So as far as I can tell, the order of events, I'm not entirely clear on, but basically, so Mars Protocol has their own app chain where they house their governance. And they have outposts then. There's an outpost on Osmosis, and the other chains will be receiving outposts. I think Neutron might actually already have an outpost, or it will soon. But Mars Protocol has been struggling to keep their app chain funded. The validating is expensive on there, and there's not a lot of revenue being generated on the app chain to support that cost. And so they are looking to migrate their governance hub to a new chain. Neutron has made an offer to them for them to migrate their governance hub to the Neutron chain. And as a reaction, Osmosis has made a counter offer to have them move their governance hub to Osmosis. So I think it's important to be clear that we're not talking about the outposts. You know, Mars Protocol is going to have outposts all over the cosmos, and that's not going to change. So no matter what happens, Osmosis will maintain their Mars outpost. But it's a question of the governance hub. Where is that going to be? And an interesting other part of that then is Osmosis and the Yumi protocol are in talks to also wind down the Yumi chain and migrate that to Osmosis, which Yumi is a lending platform as well. So there's a lot of crossover here. And then there's also, you know, Levana on Osmosis, and there's been hints of Osmosis having their own perp protocol maybe launching. So, and that's one of the features of Mars V2 that's really, you know, popular right now. Everyone's excited about is the new perp feature. That's kind of driving a lot of this discussion of like, where's the hub going to be? So yeah, there's a lot of information out there. All the people involved have been very vocal. There's some really great threads from key individuals who are involved in Neutron and Mars Protocol, and as well as, you know, Osmosis. So it's a very big decision. I think this is something that is a sign of the maturity of the space that these kind of discussions are happening, because it speaks to future efficiencies of, you know, moving forward and growing the ecosystem. There's no real wrong answer here, is the other important thing. It's a matter of people figuring out the pros and cons, and everyone kind of deciding what's in everyone's best interest moving forward. Lots of ins and outs. So that's the big news on Neutron. Also, additional information or activity happening on Neutron. So Neutron has partnered with Confio to they're the team behind Cosmwasm, and so Neutron has made an investment into Confio and received a 25% stake as a result of that investment, which is pretty interesting considering a lot of protocols have given grants to Confio, and Neutron is making a vested partnership agreement. But it's good to see, you know, them investing in Cosmwasm, as that's really the foundation of a lot of, you know, the expansion that we're seeing in the cosmos. Apollo Vault is also live on Neutron now. So Apollo is protocol from the old Terra days. They've relaunched themselves on Neutron, so vaults are live there. And there's also a prop to launch Nolus on Neutron. So quite a few different big activities happening with Neutron. Lots of stuff to keep your tabs on.
Yeah, and the prop to launch Nolus on Neutron Pass, so that should happen fairly, I think. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to come out. You know what I mean? Interesting. And also, like, Osmosis, they've been going, they've been tearing it lately. So So far, there has been close to $1.1 million in ticker fees since October for Hasmosis on the DEX. Yeah, and also you have the Yumi and Hasmosis merger that most likely will pass. So looking forward to see how that's going to play out. So basically, Umi will migrate the chain or the chain code into Hasmosis, so there won't be a Umi chain anymore. So now the community just need to figure out like the token aspect. Will the Umi token still be a thing, or will the Umi token just migrate to Hasmosis? So those are like some takeaway that I think most people wanna see and like a solution or an answer for. And also one thing that I saw, Hasmosis upgrade V20, and that also bring like some cool feature like volume splitting incentivation, so that kind of like enable in the background to incentivize pool in a more efficient way. And yeah, so one thing while we keep into Moss and Hasmosis, if you're a degen like most of us, you can now 10x leverage ST Atom or ST Hasmosis on Moss. So it's still restricted to US folks like us. So VPN and all that, I feel like that's what people use. But it's an interesting time for us US people, US folk, you could say. Why don't you talk about Akash? Because I know like you're a big fan of Akash.
Yeah, Akash has been doing great lately. Total GPU usage, at least on Akash, just reached an all-time high. They've got SuperQuery now supports rapid data indexing of the Akash SuperCloud. So they've just been continuing to be busy. I know what was that proof of work? I can't say it now. Starts with a Z. Whatever that proof of work chain was real. Yeah, they were really driving a lot of traffic to Akash. And Cloudmos had a pretty easy deployment kind of interface for launching your own mining node or whatever for that. So yeah, Akash is definitely continuing to grow. They were nominated for Crypto Project of the Year. That vote is still going on. They're doing pretty well. But yeah, if you are a fan of Akash, definitely get out there and get your vote in for your Crypto Project of the Year. Moving on from Akash, there was an update on Archway. Do you have some info on that multisig that just got released?
Oh yeah, it's just a new multisig that I saw pop up on Archway. I think the name is Namos, so it's a cool multisig. You could say it's not close to DAO, but it's a way for anybody who's building on Archway to deploy smart contract and like control the treasury in a more decentralized way, which I love to see. I'm a big fan of decentralization, and I love to see building happen in any chain in Cosmos. As long as we're Cosmos chain, come on, I want to see you succeed. So glad to see a lot of development is happening over there now. So it's a safer way to use Archway, you could say. With a group of people.
Yeah, I think the cross-chain support is going to be really powerful for that. As somebody who's been involved in DAOs that, you know, have treasuries and multi-sigs that are engaging with applications all over the ecosystem, one of the biggest problems is not having a multi-sig that has cross-chain support. So I think that cross-chain functionality is going to be really popular. Speaking of increasing support for cross-chain activity, so Noble just integrated Rango Exchange, which is a pretty popular kind of cross-chain bridging swapping solution. So definitely great to see Noble bringing Cosmos into the Rango ecosystem. So now you can transfer USDC anywhere that supports native Circle USDC, including the Cosmos. Update on that.
Yeah, while we're on Circle, we have some big update from Circle, which is the company behind USDC. They just partnered with I think the major bank in Brazil, called Nubank. So they will be working with them to utilize USDC to the customer. So I feel like that's an interesting update to see how that's gonna play out with USDC.
Yeah, definitely. You got some good updates on DYDX. I haven't really been watching that lately. What's going on over at DYDX?
Yeah, DYDX. They've been since the launch of the chain. They've been tearing it. Like the stat is it's groundbreaking. I would say for like Cosmo chain, because like just today, like the 24-hour trading volume were like 320 million. That's wild. You know what I mean? That's even 10x, maybe like 100x more than Osmosis one now. So it's crazy, right? And also they also just launched a trading incentivization on their chain. So they launched, I think, a 20 million of funds will be allocated for people to trade on DYDX. So if you're a trader, you can go on under chain, trade as much as you like, and you'll get some fun back just for trading on the platform. But the volume that's going on in DYDX, it's wild.
Yeah, those are big numbers. It's awesome to see those kind of numbers coming to the Cosmos. I think it's a great sign of, you know, what's to come in the months ahead.
Yeah, because we're technically we're still in a bear market, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, those are introductory numbers for DYDX. Moving on to other chains doing important things on the Cosmos, we've got Kujira. So the Kujira index is polling the community for input on the first index that they're going to put together for on the Kujira ecosystem. So if you've got feedback on what tokens you want to see included in the first index, there's an opportunity to engage there. We've also got Plankton just launched on Kujira. They've got ticketed raffles and giveaways. So it's another community engagement kind of platform. Great to see that happening on Kujira. And then there's also just kind of a interesting little tidbit with coming up into the holiday seasons. I know gift cards are always a big deal. So Kujira now supports, you can buy gift cards using both Axel USDC and the native Noble USDC on Kujira. So it's an easier way for people to use their crypto to buy gift cards that people can spend in the real world. So that's kind of fun. Moving kind of go ahead.
On Terra, they just... Not Terra specifically, but like one of the baby project, you could say Enterprise. They just post like something on Osmosis forum to have a deployment of the DAO tooling on Osmosis. So basically, that they want to be to whitelist the address so they could deploy on Osmosis, and that will enable them to have a cross chain treasury management for the DAO. So you'll be able to use Enterprise, I think, right now on Luna, on Osmosis, and still manage your funds. So that's pretty interesting. Love to see more DAO tooling come into life, into Osmosis and your new chain near us, you know what I mean? To go more, we have Evmos. So the team at Evmos just propose something to the community for a new burn mechanism for the token. So if you all into our Evmos, I will recommend go check that out. And also the Evmos bridge between Wormhole, or like they're basically doing an integration with Wormhole and Evmos that went live as well. So Evmos is still trying their best to ship in this market. So let's upload them and keep showing up, you know. So how about you? What do you have else for us?
Kind of more random news. Territory Network is proposing a Tori Kuji pool on Kujira on Finn. So that discussion is live right now. There's some feedback of people that would rather see it be like a Tori USDC pool instead of linking with Coogee. And so, yeah, there's some discussion to be had there. If you've got opinions on Tori or Coogee or the combination of the two, head over to the forums and have the, you know, jump into the discussion. Other important news, Jackal Protocol has finally reclaimed all of their accounts that got hacked. So thank goodness they are back in control. So if you are following Jackal, you can once again trust that information is coming from the team. Hopefully they've got their security measures put in place after revisiting what happened with that. I know there was kind of a rash of hacks that went around during that same time. So Jackal wasn't the only ones that got hit by it. Thank goodness I've so far not been a target. Thankfully, I'm a nobody. And so nobody really cares to hack me. It would scare the bejesus out of me if it happened. So moving on to Persistence. We've got some interesting stuff happening on the Persistence chain. Great to see them really getting after it now that the liquid staking kind of narrative is really kicking off and they've been in the game longer than anybody else in the Cosmos. So Prop 853 got approved on the Cosmos Hub to provide their SDK Atom liquid staking derivative. So they're adding liquidity. And the really nice thing that I liked about this proposal is that they are spreading the liquidity across Astroport and on Neutron and Dexter on P-Stake, so or on their native chain. So it's really nice to see them, spreading their liquidity out across the ecosystem instead of just taking all of that liquidity and putting it on their local Dexter Dex. That's a confusing one, Dexter Dex. But so nice to see that collaborative kind of approach. And speaking of collaborative approaches, they've just implemented their chain decentralization strategy. So it the intention of that is to diversify the delegations that their liquid staking token is producing. And so now the SDK Osmo token that they're producing will spread the delegations across 75 different validators in the Osmosis zone. I'll have to dig into the details on how those validators are chosen, but they've been working really hard at building this chain decentralization strategy so that liquid staking derivatives are actually improving the decentralization of our the stake weight across validators in the ecosystem. And I think that's crucially important. It has to be one of the most important parts of a liquid staking derivative is how is the delegations distributed, because that's going to impact the security of the network. So great to see them really kind of continuing to pave the way for liquid staking derivatives by maximizing decentralization as a priority. We got another little quick random one. So Chihuahua chain is back. They've got a bounty posted for a developer to integrate Token Factory. So if you think you have the chops and you want to participate, Chihuahua will pay you to integrate Token Factory into their chain. So that is definitely something to look into. And speaking of bounties, so Shentoo chain is got an AMA coming up with Crypto Global in a couple of days now on December 8th. So Shentoo is a security focused chain who is their flagship product right now are bounties for token or for contract audits. So if you want to learn more about what Shentoo's been building, don't miss the AMA on December. Well, I've been plowing through some. Do you got some updates that you want to jump into?
Yeah, I got you. So I know like one of the chain that you kind of get me into looking into Fetch AI. They have like a live summit with Business Data on New York City. It's like a gold sponsor for them. So that's pretty cool. Looking forward to see Fetch AI in mainstream. They are Cosmos chain, so I'm gonna wait for them no matter what. And they also will be participating in a hackathon. That's like in a school called I think SCU, LPU. So it's a school in India. So that's pretty cool. Glad to see them getting some talented dev. In India, so that's what we want to see. We want to see the whole world represented in crypto. And like one of the unicorn chain you could see in Cosmos who's been shipping lately, we have Migaloo. They are proposing, they have a pop live on Osmosis for them to join the sale, you could say. Kind of like the same prop that they had for Juno. So they are trying to get the Osmosis community to get with them and like to build some cool stuff. I think they're trying to get a NFT marketplace on Osmosis, get some liquid staking going on over there. So yeah, so if you all into Whatwell, you like what they are doing, I'll say go check it out and give your opinion in Commonwealth and let's see what happens. You know, the community always the community has to say, so make sure to voice your opinion on the matter. Yeah, why don't you talk about Check.io, because I know like you're a cool guy. You like the whole aspect of like identity. And I remember we had a whole talk about that at one point, but yeah,
for sure. Yeah, identity, on-chain identity and reputation is definitely top of my list of priorities for the ecosystem development. So great to see Checked really continuing to push the envelope. So they just passed a prop recently to increase the community pool tax to 10%. And I thought that was really great. It was actually suggested by the founder, Fraser, brought it up to the community. They've had numerous community spends, which it really flies under the radar, but I think that Checked is one of the chains that has done a fantastic job of utilizing their community fund to actively support community-led initiatives. And it's been so successful that they've actually increased the fee tax to build the community pool even faster so that they can continue to fund even more community initiatives. So really awesome to see that happening. And they are currently celebrating their second anniversary. So they've been plugging away at it for 2 years now. So there's currently a scavenger hunt going on. You can check in with their Zili board or find them on Twitter and get the details on how to engage in scavenger hunt. But I think they're giving away like $5,000 worth of check tokens. So if you, Checked has kind of been on your radar, now's a good chance to participate, learn a little bit, and engage with this very vibrant community and earn a little bit of Checked.
Yeah. That's a lot of things that happened just last week. You know, I feel like as time passed by, and as much and come to life, it's going to get pretty big. Like, we might have to have a whole show dedicated to just that and, like, have a full team, you know what I mean? We'd love us to get to that point.
Yeah. If we keep having if we keep going over 30 minutes, maybe we're going to have to break it out and do it twice a week, I'd be excited to have that much news coming in. And it's nice to see things staying busy.
Yeah. You know, the bull market is coming up soon, so you could say. We have the Sentinel, the VPN platform on Cosmos. They just hit the new all-time high for the active node. So right now they have about 3,200 nodes live. And so that's pretty great. So they're doing some competition to get them into like the 5,000K node active. So if you're all into privacy and VPN, make sure to check them out and see what they are doing. And also, some good thing for Injective, they just got their Ledger integration live. So right now, if previously you couldn't stake and directly into your Ledger, so now you can go on your Ledger, stake, claim your rewards, and participate in Injective app and blockchain. So good thing for Injective. And one other platform that on Cosmos that's been here for a while, they have their own NFTs. They just distributed the airdrop to the NFT holders. I think that was the third round passage. I don't know, I keep messing up that name. I don't know if it's passage or passage.
I think it's just passage. I'm not sure if they have a different pronunciation, but I just call it passage.
Passage, yeah. So they just add like the third round of airdrop. So if you own one of the NFTs, make sure to check your wallet. They might you might be happy after this podcast.
Yeah, for sure. And they also, they have multiple airdrops going. So they just extended the deadline for the staking airdrop. So it gives you a little bit more time if you're not currently staking and you want to jump in on that airdrop. You still got a little bit of an extended window of time. So keep an eye on that. Moving on to Arai Chain, kind of a dark horse of AI in the cosmos. They've been just like quietly building. I don't think I heard a single peep from anyone about Arai Chain over the entire bear market. And now all of a sudden they just dumped their 2024 roadmap in their keynote presentation. And it's pretty mind blowing. I mean, what they've got going and in store is super exciting, which is reflected in the charts if you haven't seen it. But so definitely take a look at the 2024 roadmap. We'll get a link to it on Twitter after this space. So keep an eye on the Cleomedes Twitter account for that follow-up tweet storm. Other activities going on in Arai Chain. So they've got a proposal going right now to integrate Cato to get a fiat on-ramp directly to their chain, which would be really great. And they are also currently partnering with Dora Hacks to get another hackathon going. I think that starts up later this week. I think the kickoff is on December 8th. So definitely some exciting things there, bringing more AI developers. They're really targeting like Web2 non-crypto related AI developers to draw them into the ecosystem. So it's really great to see them kind of reaching out and bringing talent into the cosmos to help, further the goals of Cosmos as well as AI. So moving along, we've got Som Finance is now supporting direct deposits from Osmosis. So if you've been wanting to tap into the just like ever increasing volume of Som Finance, it's just that much easier. One click away from Osmosis. Oh, and this one, I'm excited about this one because speaking of dark horses, I don't know if any of you guys remember the Meme Network. We've been validating them ever since they launched, and it's like nothing ever happened. It's like the joke was that the Meme Network was a meme. But apparently they've been building as well. I've been talking to some of the people on the team recently, and they've just been plugging away. Charging through the bear market meme style. So they've got a meme creator app where you can, it's kind of just like your general meme creator, just like ImageFlip or something. You can log in there. But the key is once you create your meme, you can mint it as an NFT. So it's an NFT minting platform as well, which is a really interesting idea. So they are launching on Saturday the kickoff of Memer Fest 2023, and they have a bunch of giveaways that they are going to be promoting. So if you are a meme creator and you want to participate in on-chain meme ownership, I would definitely give a look at the Meme Network and see what they've been up to.
Yeah, definitely. Love to see some joy in this helpful, you could say, bear market for some of us. You know, I mean, it's been here for a while, but yeah, love to see the meme going back. I'd like kind of to touch more on Apollo. We talked about them a little bit while today, but they just launched the LS DeFi farm vault on Neutron as well. So if you're all into LS DeFi, you can go check them out on Neutron. And also one project that I feel like they have some good UI and like some great thing that they have built, Levana. So they just released some update about the airdrop. I just wish all of this app didn't have to geoblock us. You know what I mean? Like Levana, they're doing something cool like with Perp and all that. So it's the UI is really great. But us US citizens can't do nothing. At least Perp, we can't. You could say with two finger, you might be able to use VPN, but yeah.
Yeah, you really have to take your risk management into your own hands as a U.S. citizen if you want to engage. It's kind of the double, I don't know, it's the double-edged sword of living in the land of the free and the home of the censored. But, that's just the way that's the battle that we have to face. Yeah, and other updates, we got Pyth Network. So that's big airdrops recently with Pyth. A lot of people are talking about it now. They just added Osmosis Zone to their real-time market data. So great to see. I mean, Pyth is across all ecosystems. It's not just Cosmos. So really glad to see them, you know, working to integrate Osmosis. It speaks to the relevance of Osmosis on the grander ecosystem kind of benchmark. Also on the line of airdrops, we've got Ginkgo. They just announced that the airdrop snapshot has not yet been taken. So if you've been following Ginkgo, or if you're now interested because I mentioned the word airdrop, check it out. There's still time for people to deposit USDC into the Ginkgo platform to qualify for their airdrop. And then we got the last two things I've got are a couple of cross-chain kind of exciting things. So C Network, SEI, I don't know how they pronounce that.
Yeah, I usually say Say Network, but Say, wrong. Yeah,
we'll go with Say. That sounds right. So Say is proposing that to add the Ethereum execution environment into their core binary, which is kind of incredible, actually, because it would allow any native EVM apps to be able to deploy directly on their network without any hassle or issue. But they are also a Cosmos network. So that's a really interesting development that they're moving towards. And then we've got Polymer Labs, which they just announced that they will be launching an ETH L2 that will bring native IBC interoperability to Ethereum, which is kind of, I mean, Polymer Labs has been focused primarily on bringing IBC to the Ethereum ecosystem. So they've just announced their L2, which is going to be the first step towards bringing that integration in. And that's a great, I think, step forward in terms of IBC interoperability. I've seen a lot of discussion around some of the issues that L2s are facing and kind of the struggles of scaling these L2s in ways that make sense. And interestingly enough, IBC has the solution they are looking for. So good to see Polymer Labs pushing forward with bringing that solution, to the light.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say that's all I got. So yeah, what do you got left?
Oh yeah, no. Like while you were talking about chain and Ethereum and all that, there's one thing I don't know. Share is the Celestia. They just add like a new update for the Validator nodes. So who could see the nodes? They just made like the RAM usage for running a node now 10x lighter. So if you're in the audience, you validate for Celestia. That's pretty cool because I feel like Celestia, I mean, they've been doing great lately. Now it's a matter of shipping. So I'm looking forward to see will the whole aspect of modular blockchain be a thing. So let's see.
Well, that sounds like a wrap. Let's see, we're about 9 minutes over 30. That's not too bad. Boy, I was not sure how long it was going to take, but that was a lot of news. We went through it pretty fast. Once again, just a reminder, we will be pushing out a tweet storm. This one's going to be pretty big, so I'm probably going to have to break it up into two different tweet storms because I'm pretty sure Twitter caps out how many links you can put in a single thread, and I'm not going to just add them all individually after. So probably send out two different ones. So keep an eye on Cleo Media's Twitter account, and we will be sending out.
Yeah, before we end it, I think we might have missed one thing. I think like someone, like one of the community just mentioned about Quorum, and I was like, go click into some note. I saw like the Quorum. Let me see what's going on over there. Actually, I don't think they have that much happen last week, but let me see. Oh yeah, go ahead. My bad. Yeah, I missed the flow, but I think that should be it for now. But yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely take a look and see what Quorum's up to. Maybe next week we'll get some updates on that. Definitely love the community feedback. So it's a great segue for our final reminder. If you guys see news out there during the week, don't hesitate. Hashtag IBC News. If you hit that hashtag, it gets it on our radar so we don't miss a thing. We rely on the community to inform us. You know, I mean, Jacob and I are out there digging through, finding everything we can, but it definitely, we need the help of the community. So let's get IBC News. news trending and hit that hashtag on anything you find that is interesting. You never know, it might be on next week's broadcast.
Definitely. And if you're looking to get to know us more, like Atlas Time Clear Medis Project, make sure to join our Discord respectively. We're building and shipping, but just want to say thank you again for everybody who came in, listen to us. Make sure to join us next week. This is your weekly IBC news and anything Cosmos like, hopefully under 30 minutes. And everybody, have a great one. See you guys next week.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.